The West Live.
The West Live.
Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
I love it at this time of year when it's all of like the best of lists come out, you know, like the best albums of the year, the best movies of the year, biggest news stories of the year. Mm. And the tech stuff always fascinates me, you know, like the, you know, the biggest hashtags of the year and stuff like that. And now we've got the most Googled, the most searched terms in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, I'm the same. I love these things. I'm a massive nerd. You know, like the word of the year, that sort of thing. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Well, although the word of this year was, it sucked.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? I can't remember
talked
either.
About it last week.
But it was really odd. Yeah. But yeah, so this is, I guess, so the most Googled terms have sort of come, they've broken them down into themes. So there's sort of five themes of things that have been most Googled. So obviously the pandemic, because it's been such, you know, has such an impact on us. Sport, you know, like Ash Barty all those things. So sport would be your second. DIY. And surprisingly, DIY face masks as opposed to, you know, but I guess that's part of the pandemic as well, isn't it?
You
know,
we've all been locked down.
Yeah, can't go out. Crypto.
Crypto, yeah. People love crypto.
And they've bunched that in with the meaning of words. So I don't know how that works. But apparently people have been coming, you've become quite insightful.
What is crypto?
Yeah. So people trying to, you know, I don't know, I think people have had more time to try and understand what words mean and phrases and that sort of thing.
All this time working from home, they're just like, And then, they can't ask a colleague in their normal open plan office.
They'd
be like, hey, Steve, what does crypto mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It seemed silly. It seemed silly to do a Zoom call with Steve to ask him. I might as well just Google.
Exactly. And then, not surprisingly, food. Because, you know, the recipes. And I think how to make tzatziki was a really big one as well for some reason.
How to make tzatziki?
Yeah.
How do you make it?
It's like yogurt and cucumber?
Yogurt and cucumber. That's what I thought. I thought it was like super simple.
I'm not an expert. I didn't actually Google it myself. I probably should.
And some salt. I'm sure there's some salt in there.
And also, you know, how to sprinkling spice on curried sausages, things like that. So, And then some of the biggest sort of hashtags were the Cleo Smith. And Barty Party, and then Barty Party, and people, you know, farewelling Prince Philip and Bert Newton.
And so, do you think in sport, it's interesting that NBA was the most Googled of all sport, more than AFL?
I know. Well, I guess people love basketball,
and it's
having
basketball
a bit of a
stories.
Resurgence as well. I think basketball. Remember how popular it was back in the day?
I love this trending recipe searches. So I've just got the list in front of me now, right? So tzatziki was on there.
Yeah.
Do you know what the number one was? Gnocchi.
Oh, that's right, of course, gnocchi.
Gnocchi. And then I love this one, guacamole.
Yes.
How do you not know how to make guacamole? It's like mash up an avocado.
A lot of people don't. It's really quite scary.
Here's a weird one. Number three, and this surprises me a lot, curried sausages.
Yeah, yeah.
That's such an old school thing. And you know what? Now that I've mentioned
it. It's so delicious.
I feel like it real bad with that old school, like, I don't even know what flavour of curry it was, like Keane's curry powder.
Yeah, I think it is.
Negroni recipe, Anzac biscuits were number four, lamb shank at number six, Brussels sprouts at number seven.
Yeah, because they became quite popular, you know, with all the American sort of trend, you know, roasting them and putting
They are nice.
Blue
a bit
cheese.
Of bacon.
So good.
Minestrone. The forgotten soup.
I've never been a fan.
No, I know. It's a dud.
So
and tomato-y. Rocky Road recipe. this is great. This is amazing.
I love really all this stuff. Reading.
And because it just goes to show that we're all kind of pretty similar, you know? Like when you look at all of us Googling the same stuff over and over and over again, I think it's pretty hilarious. We're
breaking humanity down into search terms. It's good. Yeah.
Wonderful. Hmm. Well, Kate Phillips, thank you so much for bringing this varied mix of things to us today.
You're so welcome.
And we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Speak to you then.